This is 2SM, Ian McRae, for Tuesday, the 18th day of November.
Oh, just look at these headlines, McRae.
Yes, look at them.
Oh, strikes. The papers are full of strikes.
Makes you sick, doesn't it?
Makes me nostalgic for the old days, McRae.
Yeah.
The papers reported them differently then, you know.
What do they used to do?
They used to simply blame everything on Whitlam.
So you reckon they should now blame it all on Fraser?
Oh, no, just simply carry on blaming it on Whitlam.
Why?
Well, just for old time's sake, McRae.
All right, what should we do then?
Well, at a predetermined time,
yeah,
everybody should stop what they're doing,
yes,
and yell out at the top of their voices, "It's all your fault, Whitlam."
Well, I should get it off their chest, I suppose, after
right.
That. Okay, well, after this break, we'll be back to blame it all on Gough, just for old time's sake.
Right, McRae.
How's it go again?
It's all your fault, Whitlam.
Right, got it. And it's 5 to 8. Okay, we all got together here, all the news team. Joe and Wright, let's, just for old time's sake, blame it on Gough. One, two, three, four.
It's all your fault, Whitlam.
Thank you. I thought you'd forgotten me. A 12-year-old girl asked her mother, "Hey, Mum, how did Princess Anne know she was going to have a baby?" Her little sister piped up, "She can read, can't she? It was in all the papers." 2SM at 6 to 9, Ian Mac Radio for Tuesday. Let's get things straight now on this princess. No, I've said it, same as Prince Charles and, what's her name, Lady Diana Spencer. If anyone should know what's going on really behind the scenes, it should be the Shadow Viceroy. And here he is, the Hon Nick Jones, with a statement here.
A lot of scandalous talk is being put around concerning Prince Charles and Lady Di.
True.
To the effect that they apparently went on a train at night. I would like you to remember that Prince Charles is a guardsman. On a train, he would have just blown his little whistle.
Oh, great.
And waved his little flag. He certainly would have done anything rude. Royalty do not have rude, yucky, nasty habits like that. That's why they have aide-de-camps and people to go around everywhere with them and see everything is above board. Prince Charles went to Cordonstone, where they have cold baths and run up and down mountains so that they do not think of you-know-what.
Know what?
Well, never mind.
You got me worried there for a second.
Why?
I thought you were about to be talking about you-know-what.
Don't be disgusting.
Yes, Maria Muldoon, Midnight at the Oasis, 13 past 9, George Moore at 2SM. What a scorcher today. Total fire ban, a maximum in Sydney of 37 degrees and in the western suburbs around 40. The fire brigades are geared up for a bad day today, so be careful if you're outdoors. Meanwhile, we'll cool you down with stars like Patrick McNee from the television series The Avengers. He's in Sydney to promote his movie The Sea Wolves. Pam Ayres, the nutty poet from England, will be here. And John Michael Housen with a review of The Blue Lagoon. The Blue Lagoon, Brian, sounds inviting, doesn't it?
Oh, it sounds just what we need today, George. But listen, I have to tell you that some people are doing all right. Did you see the story today about the guy who a couple of weeks ago paid nearly $2.5 million for the huge old home called Boomerang?
And out here to promote the Sea Wolves is Patrick McNee. And children of the 60s will remember Patrick McNee very well, the mighty television series The Avengers. And now we say good morning to Patrick.
Good morning.
Would you like to tell our listeners, I guess, first? 2SM. Oh, it's always a pleasure to welcome Pam Ayres back to the 2SM studios. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
You're like a breath of fresh air. It's hot here, isn't it?
It is hot. It's very hot, considering where I've come from. We've had months of incessant gloom. I can't believe this weather.
It's 34 degrees here. I mean, you'd never have anything like this in England.
Never.
I asked you a minute ago to go through all your poems. You've got a big book with you to find something about heat.
Yes, not a thing do I have.
Not a thing.
Not a scrap that relates to eat, on account of I haven't seen any for years. In Sydney, just 70,
2SM. Whoa, there they go from their communique album, Dire Straits and Lady Rider. This is 2SM at 14 to 9, and here comes Chris Rea. Oh, now, hold on a minute. Dire Straits. Chris Rea, right? Diarrhea. Forget it.
That's Irene Cara with Fame. Look, Charlie, I'll pretend I'm the pip machine and you pretend you're the news theme, all right?
Okay,
pip,
okay.
Bip, 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 bip.
Where's the real one?
There it is. There.
Oh, here comes Sandy.
Whoa. 4 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm Sandy.
That's the Monitors, singing in the 80s. 2SM with Ian Grace, 20 to 4. In a couple of minutes, Charlie Fox will be along with a world first on radio. He will be, he's out in the, well, the men's at the moment, dressing up like Gene Simmons. I saw him before, he's got these ridiculous big boots and the whole routine. He's coming into the studio and he's going to do the world famous, first time on radio, Gene Simmons fire breathing.
I understand you're going to try and emulate Gene's world famous fire breathing act now. Is that the case?
You've been practicing for a while?
It's all set up over here.
All right, well, just hold on. I'll give you a bit of a fanfare. We'll get it going.
All right, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that famous person, Charlie Fox, doing the world-famous fire-breathing act of Gene Simmons. You ready to go?
Here we go.
We've got the metho.
Right.
We've
got the match there.
Yeah, all right, okay. Off you go. Listen, mate, the fire's getting a little out. Hold on a minute, mate, the beef. Charlie, you're right? The fire's getting a little out. The fire... it's gone out, mate. Charlie, are you all right, mate? Charlie.
With the pride of the American West Coast, the Doobie Brothers. Real love. 3:29, this is Charlie Fox. Coming up next, Shane Steadman and Roger Casey with a surf report for you. Roger's filling in for Mark Warren while Mark goes over to Hawaii to do a few surfing contests. Hope he gets some lays while he's over there. You know, those little things you put around the neck, you know, when they hand them to you when they come off the plane. Anyway, Shane's coming up next. I can't tell you how much I like that. It's brand new from Blondie. The tide is high. And she says fans have been for quite a shock when they hear the new album is called Auto American. So if you're going to eat to the beat, I guess you better start looking at coconuts and tropical fruit. It's 12 past four. This is Charlie Fox. And this hour, your chance to win tickets to the Sydney Kiss concerts. And one lucky winner this weekend will get to go backstage and meet the boys. The number to call is 9230111. Don't call me yet. I'll tell you when to. 2SM. The Rocky Horror Show. Let's do the time warp again. This afternoon's most requested record, apart from that Shut Up Your Face by Doe Dolce. I'll be playing a little bit later on too.
You're the cutest thing I ever did see.
I really love your peaches. I want to shake your tree. Steve Miller Band, he's a jerker, but nobody's laughing. 9 to 4, this is 2SM. Hot and sunny this afternoon. Chance of a little thunderstorm too. It's currently 27. The rising sun just stole my girl away. Cold Chisel from East, which, by the way, has notched up almost 200,000 copies. There's a brand new live one coming out soon, double live album, some of which was recorded at the Capitol Theatre concert a while back, which you may have seen. Unbelievable concert, too. So stay tuned for Chisel's live album. 22 to 5, this is Charlie Fox. Bob Marley, eat your heart out. 2SM with UB40, food for thought. UB40, me be Tarzan. It's 18 to 5, this is Charlie Fox.
Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You, in town this Friday and Saturday night. Wow, there's going to be a couple of really hot concerts there. Charlie Fox has just waltzed out of here with trying to do his Eric Carr impersonations. He's not really that kind of Fox. It's 7:08 here with Frank Fuzzy. Actually,
1, 2, 3.
24 before 8 is the new one for Status Quo called What You're Proposing. Go for it. Got to have self-discipline, man. XTC, that's Generals and Majors, 23 before 10, here with Frank Fuzzy, 2SM, and Pete Armstrong is in after 10 o'clock tonight, you know. He Pete, it comes from a very, for the want of another word, creative family. His great-great-grandfather apparently developed the toothbrush. This is true. And 10 years later, he improved it by adding bristles. That's 2SM. 10 before 10, here she comes. Trashy old piece, strutting the stuff. Old Rosie, this is Swanee.